The United States now, the biggest political question is this. Will Joe Biden battle on to become the Democratic candidate for November's presidential elections, or will he end his campaign? We've been speaking with strategist Brett Brown, who is president of the Global Situation Room and a former White House official under President Obama. I began by asking him how the Democratic Party will respond to Donald Trump, who clearly smells blood and attempted to demean President Biden at a campaign rally last night, branding him as a feeble, weak, pathetic old man.
I think Trump has to be careful what he wishes into existence, because most observers, myself included, would say that President Biden is on his way out as a candidate this go around, and in no small part because Trump and the MAGA movement created this narrative that Biden was an ailing president, and we clearly saw that on display with the debate and over the course of the last several weeks. And what is likely to come to pass is Biden will be replaced by a stronger, younger candidate, and that may not be good news for Trump and the Republican Party.
How much time does Joe Biden actually have left to make a decision with the Democratic convention looming next month?
I think there are several scenarios. One, you see a lot of Democratic leaders, both privately and in some cases even publicly, coming out calling for Biden to step aside. Those calls will increase this week. You will see more Democrats add to the pressure, and we're even getting reports in the New York Times elsewhere that Biden acknowledges he may not be able to take this one over the finish line. So I expect that we are in a transition period where Biden and his team are looking at where, when, how to make that announcement, and including whether or not he will figuratively pass the torch to his vice president, or there will be an open primary. In either case, if we get to the convention and Biden is still stubbornly sticking onto the ticket, I think things get very messy. And even if there isn't a procedural path for blocking the nomination, I fear we're back to 1968, which, as listeners in Ireland may know very well, was a disastrous convention for the Democrats. And I would imagine we'll be in a similar situation with lots of protest and just bad imagery all around.
You worked in the White House. What type of behind-the-scenes, high-level strategy do you think is at play to try and guide Joe Biden out the door so that he does not lead them to the convention and that disaster you just described?
Well, the problem with Biden and his team is, you know, they are defying political logic here and insisting that he, you know, continue on. And quite frankly, it's not a good look for him. It's not a good look for the Democratic Party. And yet, I think what will unfortunately happen is a Richard Nixon-esque scenario where you have leaders literally going from Capitol Hill up to the White House saying, "Mr. President, this has got to stop. Your time is up." Because quite frankly, each day that passes, each hour that passes where we don't have a clear nominee, a clear vice presidential nominee, we're losing oxygen, we're losing focus from Trump and from some of these key issues.
What roles could President Obama or former President Bill Clinton play in this scenario, as even next week?
I think you've seen some, both behind the scenes and as listeners will know, some of these reports in major news outlets, the Washington Post, New York Times, elsewhere, are not by accident. Those are conversations with both the former president as well as some of his close advisors. And ultimately, I think the message that will get delivered privately is, President Biden, you've got to focus on your legacy. You do not want your legacy either to be one of costing the Democratic Party and indeed the country its hold on power and on democracy, but also, you know, all of the accomplishments you've had over the course of this term are notable, and you wouldn't want those overshadowed by a really messy exit and one that's, quite frankly, undignified.
If Joe Biden ends his campaign, is Kamala Harris the only realistic candidate who can take on Donald Trump?
You hear, you know, different versions of what will happen. You know, my personal opinion is it's going to be hard to pass over Kamala Harris, both because she is the vice president, but also she represents key constituencies in the Democratic Party, notably women, notably black voters. So I think somebody stepping in and saying, I'm going to compete for this, would be poorly viewed by a number of key groups. And yet there may be a push for it. You've heard some of the Democratic leaders call for an open, a condensed primary process. I think more likely is what we will see is a competition for the vice presidency. And there, I think a number of the governors, notably Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, perhaps Gavin Newsom from California, would be real contenders. And quite frankly, they be a real contrast with the vice president that Donald Trump has picked in J.D. Vance, a senator from Ohio, who by most accounts is even more extreme than President Trump. I think we in the Democratic Party could put forward a much stronger option, winning back some of those Nikki Haley voters who, you know, upwards of 25% of the Republican Party was voting for Haley and would be looking out for a reasonable ticket as an alternative to Trump Vance.
Things are in a tricky situation for Joe Biden. The Democratic Party itself is standing very much on the precipice. How risky do you believe it is for the party that it could literally implode, and that what Republicans are talking about this week in Milwaukee, the chance of a red wave in which they take not just the White House, but also Congress as well, the House and the Senate, that that's a realistic possibility?
I think the party imploding isn't necessarily realistic. I think the Democratic Party will stand strong no matter what happens. What you described in losing one or two of the chambers is a very real scenario, and I think one that is being put to the president as a key reason, the rationale for him to drop out, because it isn't just about the presidency. We could lose the presidency and yet hang on to one or two of those chambers and be able to block much of Trump's agenda, which I think is critical, because we've heard already from Milwaukee and in other campaign speeches, you know, some of these outlandish, outrageous plans that Trump has. If he expects to be a dictator on day one, we're going to need to have a branch of government that is going to be a check on those dictatorial tendencies that Trump has.
And that was Brett Bruhn, president of the Global Situation Room. Coming up after the break, why the eyes of the world are on Paris.